sure nobody eats it until we find out exactly who owns the field, who has the right to eat it. Hadamar says, Tony Rev Safra Safra learned the Ribis the very Abhiya. When he's going over the Bryce, so that Abhiya learned about Ribis, that it says like this, that Pomim sometimes Sheshnei Mutarim, both the Mecher and the Lekech, both of them have the right to eat from the Paris. Pomim sometimes Sheshnei Masurim, both of them are also. Upomim Sheha Mecher Mutav Lekech also. Sometimes the Mecher is Mutar, and just Lekech is also. Upomim sometimes Shalakech Mutar, U Mecher also. Just the opposite, the Lekech is Mutar, and the Mecher is also. So how did it come out? So only Rava Basri, Rava afterwards like came to explain this Brisa, and Rava said like this: Pomim Shishnei Mutarim. When do we say both the Meicher and Lekech both have a right to eat from the Paris of this field? The Amalei, when the Meicher said to the Lekech, Kini Kishir Susecha, listen, as much money as you're paying me right now, that's how much of the field you own. So therefore, if you give, let's say, 50% of the money, it's considered like right now you own 50% of the field. So 50% is yours, and 50% is mine. Therefore, we both have a right to eat half of the payers, because it belongs to both of us. And here there's no shadow of ribbis. Like the sale takes place exactly for the amount of money you paid, that's how much the sale is. We'll pawn them sometimes, Sheshneim Asurim. Both the Meicher and Lekech are also to eat from the payers. To Yomalei, when the Meicher says Lekech like this, L'chi Maisis, K'ni Me'achshav, that when you bring me the money, then you should be kind of the field from right now. So again, we have a suffix, like even right now, who really owns the who really owns this field? Who has the right to eat the Paris? If the Lekech brings the money later, it's considered like all along the Paris belong to him. So if the Meicher eats from it, it's considered like he's eating ribbis. And if the Lekech does not pay the money, then it belongs to the Meicher. So then if the Lekech eats it, it also looks like he's eating Meicher's ribbis. Because if Lekech does not pay the rest of the money later, so the money he gave right now to Meicher is like a loan. So therefore, like Pesachim letting me use my money, that's why Lekech is eating the Paris. So therefore, in such a case, both of them are also teeth from the Paris. We'll pawn them sometimes, Meicher Mutter, Lekech also. Sometimes the Meicher is Mutter, but Lekech is also. What's that case? To Yomalei, when the Meicher said Lekech, Lechi Maistis, Kini. When you bring the money, you'll be kind of it from then. So up until then, for sure the field belongs to the Meicher, therefore the Meicher has the right to eat from the Paris, and not the Lekech. Tomim sometimes, Shalekech Mutter, or Meicher also, sometimes just the opposite. The Lekech has the right to eat from the Paris, and not the seller, not the Meicher. The Yomalei, when the Meicher says, Kni Meyachshav, listen, right now this whole field belongs to you. It's yours, you can do what you want with it. The Zuzoi, you still owe me the money. Levi Alvogaboch, that's like a loan. In other words, true, you owe me money now, but the field belongs to you right now 100%. Therefore, the Lekech has the right to eat from the Paris, and not the Meicher. Now the Gemara says, Man Tana Shnei Masurim, who's the Tana that says both of them are Osir? Again, the case we had before, when the Meicher tells Lekech that when you give me the rest of the money, you'll be kind of the field from right now. So it comes out, we have a doubt, who really owns the field? Therefore, both of them are Osir. Omer Alfuna, Bred, Rav Yeshua, to like Rav Yehuda. That man, the Yoma, does not come out like Rav Yehuda. Dear Rav Yehuda, because if, according to Rav Yehuda, it will be Mutter. For Omer, Rav Yehuda says, Tzad Echad B'Ribis Mutter. Even in a case where it may look like Ribis, but if there's only one Tzad, one way that will be Ribis, and one way it will not be Ribis, so it's a Sophic Ribis on a Mecher, which is not Ribis Yerais at all, Rav Yehuda all this Mutter. So therefore, over here, it should be Mutter. Rashi says, Tzadechet means that Dilma Osi li deribis. One way is that I'll come with the ribis. But Dilma li Osi, case, and what's the case? In our case here. In Meicher Oichlam, let's say the Meicher eats the Paris. For Legoma Lekech Mekoi, and then Lekech decides not to buy the field. So then ain't come ribis. Then there's no problem with ribis. When the Meicher ate the Paris, he had a right to. Because the sale did not go through. It was his own karka the whole time. Or just giving back his money. What about Gomar? Let's say Lekech, though, pays the money later. So now, Yesh Kan Ribis. Now it comes out that, why did the Meicher eat the Paris? Because it's like Ribis. Like, since he waited and didn't pay the money right away, so the Tzchar, he was like holding on to your money, you're eating the Paris. So now, that's why we're saying it's Sosa. But according to Reb Yudah, that's Mutter. This is called Tzad Echad. It's a doubt whether we'll come with the Ribis or not. Hilkach, therefore, our braisa that says Shnei Masurim, even the Meicher cannot eat from the Paris, to like Rav Yehuda does not come out like Rav Yehuda. Rashi says, I was safer, but the safer Katoni, Meicher Mutter, but Keach Rosso, Keach Mutter, Meicher Rosso, that comes out good according to Rav Yehuda. That's not called Tzadecha Beribis. So Kitzo, that our braisa holds even by a Necher, with not an instant Beribis Eraisa, still if there's only a doubt whether the Beribis or not, still it's also. Therefore, our braisa says, Shnei Masurim, we have to give the Paris beyond Shlish. But according to Rav Yehuda, this case would be Mutter. Now the Gemara says, Mocha loy bayis, mocha loy soda. Let's say you sell somebody a house, or you sell somebody a field. And you say to him, when I have money, when I get money later, hechzirimli, return it to me. That's what the Moicha tells the Lekech. I'll sell you my house right now for $1,000, but you should not sell it because I need money right now. Later on, whenever I get money, I want you to return the house to me, I'll give you back your $1,000. So in such a case also, that's also to do, because that's mamash like ribis. It's not called a sale, it's called like halvor, it's called like, you're lending me $1,000, and for that, for the reward, I'm letting you use my field until I give you back the money. But what about, but let's say the lekech on himself says, not that the moicher makes the condition. The moicher is making a complete sale here. Just the lekech on his own is saying, listen, whenever you get money back, if you want to buy it, I'll sell it back to you. That's mutter. Because here we say the moicher is making a complete sale, so therefore there's no ribbis involved. Now the Gemara says, man tana, who's this tana? Omer avuna, break of Yeshua, tlaik of Yehuda. It's not like of Yehuda again. As the Reish that said that the sale is awesome, it's not like of Yehuda. Not like Rav Yehuda. Be Rav Yehuda, goes to the contrary of Yehuda, Omer, he says, Tzadech Ribis Mutter. That's only Tzadech Ribis, and according to him it's Mutter. Like here, on the Tzad, you'll never get money, and the sale will remain. It's a good sale, there's no Ribis. It's only on the Tzad the Mecha will get money, that'll buy it back, then it looks like Ribis. So according to Yehuda, it should be Mutter. His price again is not like Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, what's the difference? Why in the Reisha we say it's also, why in the Seifa we say it's Mutam? Amarov Rava says, Seifa Diyom Le Midaite. Seifa is the Pshat that Lokech on his own said to the Meicher, that if you ever want to buy it back from me, I'll sell it to you. But not that the Meicher spoke to start, it's not a condition in the sale. Therefore we consider the sale a good sale, and therefore there's no Shaila of Ribis. Nothing more says, Ugar, where there was a man, Dezovin le'aryeh l'chavrei, he sold his field to his friend, Shalei b'achrayis, without achrayis. And Rashi says, he spoke out clearly, that no matter what happens, you will not get your money back, I'm not achrayi to pay you back. Because we hold Stam, a mecher is b'achrayis, Stam, is achrayis toy seifu. See it, we said there's no achrayis, means he spoke out clearly, there's no achrayis. Nachaz yedevi ki yotzef, the moichel later saw the word lakeich felt very bad. Omalei, so he said to the Lekeach, Amaya Tzivus, why do you feel so bad? Itofalo, you should know, if people take away from you, if my Balchayv will take away this property from you, Itofalo, Minoch, Magvina Lecho, I'll pay you back, Shufra, for my best fields, Shavacho, any Shrat that you put into the field, Uperi, any Peris that's on the field. The kid to the Moich right now is speaking out and telling the Lekeach, if anything happens to the field, I'll pay you back for it. So Amar Meima says, Yishino, Titume, Milibyamu. These are called stam words. That means nothing. And the Maisa later, the Meicher does not have to pay back the Achrayis to the Lekeach. Like he only said it to him now to appease him, but not that he really meant it. Since he did not write it down in the Shtar, it's called Titume, Milibyamu, and that means nothing. So Omale Ravashi Lameima, so Rashi said Rameima, Time Mamai, what's the reason over it? Why it's no good? Kivan de Lekeach Boyilas Nuye. Really the Lekeach is supposed to make it tonight. He's supposed to say like I'll only buy it with Achrayis. Fihocha Meicher Kamasni. And here the one who made it tonight was the Meicher. The Meicher spoke out later to say, don't worry, I'll give you back the Achrayis. Fihocha Meicher Kamasni. Omata, therefore you're saying, therefore we say the Meicher did not really mean it, because he's not the real one to make this tonight. Therefore, even though he says it later, we say he only means it to appease the first one, to appease the Lekeach, but really it's not Chal. So more says, of Sarela Masnissan Diktoni, the Mishnah that says, Lekeshiyir Lecho Moyus, Echse Lecho Mutter, that when you will have money, I will return it to you, its mutter. Why? The moicher, the boy last new year, the moicher is the one supposed to make the tzanai. Moicher, the yaster, the moicher did not make the tzanai. Lakeh komasni, and Lakeh was the one that made the tzanai. And still, the Amin, we said before, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer, what's the difference? The Yomar Rovo, Sefer, the Yomale, Midaite. Sefer, of course, Lakeh said this tzanai by himself. Since he made it up by tzanai by himself, therefore it does not look like ribis. Now, time of the Yom Alei Midaite, Holo Yom Alei Midaite, Le Yamin of Tulim of Yamu. So only could set it by himself. But if we weren't to set it by himself, then we would not say this new Svara of Tulim of Yamu. So Mura says, O Malei, Nasa, it's as if, command the Yom Alei Midaite Yitmer. In other words, it doesn't really have to be that Lekeach said this Tanai Midaite in his own will. Like even if it wasn't Midaite, but as long as the Lakeach is the one that makes this Tanai means nothing. It's called Ptili Mila B'Yamu. Because who is supposed to make this Tanai is the Meicher. The Lakeach is not the one to make the Tanai. So that it says didn't Midaite, and Mashma though, if it wasn't in his own will, but the Meicher wanted him to do it, then it would be good. That's not the Pshat. Even if the Meicher would want him to do it. But since the Lakeach is the one that's doing it, and he's not the one to make the Tanai, it's like Omalei Nasa, it's as if, command the Yomalei Midaite Yitzmer. It's as if it was done Midaite. Not that really it had to be Midaite. No matter how the Lakech made this tonight, it's no good. Because he's not the one to make it tonight. It's always called Petula Mila Bialnu. Therefore, there's no steer on this last Gemara. Alright, we'll stop here. Yes, Samach Vov Maralos. The Gemara says, Hohu. There was a person who was about to die. Tikosav lo gita ledvesua. That he wrote a gift to his wife. Now, in gid the isnach. Later, the husband started to sigh and feel very bad. Omrule, so the wife said to him, Amayko misnachis. Like, why are you feeling so bad now? Ikiyamto, if you become well, if you'll get better from your sickness, tidochano, I'm still yours. In other words, the case here was that he was like dying. So he did not want his wife to fall to Yibum, like they had no children, and there was another brother alive. So what the husband did was he wrote a get to his wife. And Bishas he gave the get to his Bishas he gave the get, like he gave her the get, and then he saw the way she was like sighing, not feeling to she saw the way he was not feeling so well. So she said to him, why are you not feeling well? So he said this reason, so she said, don't feel bad. Like, if you get well, I'll still say to you. So the Gemara says it doesn't help. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Zvid, Titumei Mile Bialmu. You know, these are stam words, stam talk. This means nothing. Because, really, who's supposed to, or some said, because since the husband did not make this tonight, so she only said it like to appease the husband, but not that she really meant it. If, let's say, this would not be a problem of Petula Mila, we would say what she said she really meant. Like this was saying a stam talk means she didn't even mean it. She only said it just to appease the husband, but she did not mean it. But mashmi, if she would have meant it, my, then you want to say what she said means something. Is it up to her to make a tanai in the get? The husband has to put the tanai in the get. In other words, when the husband gives the get to his wife, he has to speak out and say, listen, if I get well from my sickness, I do not want the get to be good. That would be called a good tanai. But here the husband gave his wife the get some. Just she woke up and she said, listen, if you get well, then I don't want the get to be good. So what do I care if she really means it? It still should not be good. She can't make it tonight. The husband has to make it tonight. The woman says, no. If she really, really meant it, then I would have thought to say, Mao the Tema. Who gufei adaita didor ko gomar v'yoyev gito. That the husband has not to give the get the way she wants it. So therefore, when she said, listen, if you get well, I want to be with you. If she really meant it, then I would have thought that the husband also means to say this tonight. And it's considered like the husband made it tonight. Kamash Malon know that when she said it, she does not really mean it. She's only saying it to appease the husband. So since she herself does not really mean it, therefore the story is that's not called a Tanai at all. Right.
Now it says in Mishnah, Hilveyu Alfadeyu. If you lend somebody money on his field, this is the case of the Mishnah said, Hilveyu Alfadeyu. If you lend somebody money, and the loyvis like gives you back his field, the Yomaloy, and the loyvis says, Imiatanoitanli, Mikan via Cholishonim, the Malva says this. Now listen, if you do not pay me back the money within 3 years, Harehi Shali, then I want this field to be mine. The Loch Rith Harehi Shali, the field becomes his. That's what the Mishnah says. So again, Harehi wants to tell you. The Omer Rafun Rafuna says, Bishas Matin Moyis Kona Hakil, that when you give over the money, when the Malva gives over the money to the Loiva, if right then the Loiva gives him the field, then it's considered like the Malva is kind of the field. Bishas is giving over the money, that's when he can have this kinyan. Rashi says, Bishas Matin Moyis means his Namanas came, that the Malva made this Tanai right now when I'm giving you the money. So Kohen HaKohel, then we say if the labor does not pay up within 3 years, then the Malva is Kohen of the whole field. But V'yam L'yacha Matin Moyis his name at Bor Klum. But if the Malva first makes this condition after he already lends the money, then it means nothing. So that's what Huna says again. Om Rahuna, Bishas Matin Moyis Kohen HaKohel. But Liyacha Matin Moyis, if the Malva first makes this Tanai, after he gives the money, then like Kone Ela Kenegan Moisov, he's only Kone in the field as much money as he really gave him. And let's say I lent you $100, and I took back a mask in this field is worth $1,000. And we made up that if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I have a right to keep the field. So Rapuna says you can only make that Tanai if at the time when the Malva gives the money to the Leva, he speaks out this Tanai, then the Tanai means something. But if he speaks it out later, after he lends the money, then at most you're only kaina in the field $100 worth. Kinegan Moisav and not more. For Rav Nachman said no. For Rav Nachman Omar, Afilu Liyacha Matin Mois. Kona HaKol. Even after the Malva gave the money to the Leiva, still we say the Svar is kaina HaKol. Still we say he's kaina everything. But even after the Malva gave the money, later when he takes this field from Ashken, and he says then, if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I want to keep it, he has the right to keep it. Mar says, Ovid Rav Nachman Uvda Gavi Resh Galusa. Resh Galusa once asked the Shaila from Rav Nachman, what should he do in such a case where the Malva gave the money to the Leiva, and later on they made this Tanai, that if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I have the right to keep the field? Kishmaite, that he did it the way he is aloha. The Rav Nachman said that the Malva has the right to keep the field. Now, Korah Rav Yehuda Lishtari. When Rav Yehuda heard about that, Rav Yehuda ripped up that shtar. As Rav Yehuda argues on Rav Nachman and says, no, that the shtar, the kinyan is no good, you can't keep the field, since you first made the Tanai after the night of the Matan Amoyes. Now, Omalei Resh Galusha. So Resh Galusha went to complain back to Rav Nachman and said, Rav Yehuda korol ishtarcho. Listen, Rav Yehuda, he ripped up your shtar. Like he holds not like you, so what's going on here? Resh Galusha has a time to Rav Nachman. Omalei, so Rav Nachman answered back and told him, Dardako, Karyo. Gavra Rabbi Karyo. As Rav Nachman said, listen, it wasn't a small person that ripped up the shtar. It was a great person. Others of Yehuda did it. Like Mestama, he had a right to do it. Rashi says, like Bitmiya, V'chilo Yodam Godolu.